When God created Adam, he showed him all the trees of the Garden of Eden and said to him, "See my works, how lovely they are, how fine they are. All I have created, I created for you. Take care not to corrupt and destroy my universe, for if you destroy it, no one will come after you to put it right." We cannot segregate the human heart from the environment outside us and say that once one of these is reformed, everything will be improved. Man is organic with the world. His inner life molds the environment and is itself also deeply affected by it. The one acts upon the other, and every abiding change in the life of man is the result of these mutual reactions. One should cultivate an unlimited loving mind towards all beings, the way a mother protects her only child with her life. One should cultivate an unlimited loving mind without obstruction, anger, or opposition to the whole world, above, below, across. Baha'u'llah's promise that civilization will exist on this planet for a minimum of 5,000 centuries makes it unconscionable to ignore the long-term impact of decisions made today. The world community must, therefore, learn to make use of the Earth's natural resources, both renewable and non-renewable, in a manner that ensures sustainability into the distant reaches of time. O sons of Adam, eat and drink, but do not be wasteful, for God does not like the prodigals. Those that would gain what is under heaven by tampering with it, I have seen that they do not succeed. For that which is under heaven is like a holy vessel, dangerous to tamper with. Those that tamper with it, harm it. Those that grab at it, lose it. Man, through the exercise of his scientific, intellectual power, can modify, change, and control nature according to his own wishes and uses. Science, so to speak, is the breaker of the laws of nature. Strange and astonishing things exist in the earth, but they are hidden from the minds and the understanding of men. These things are capable of changing the whole atmosphere of the earth, and their contamination would prove lethal.
Wert thou to speed through the immensity of space and traverse the expanse of heaven, yet thou wouldst find no rest save in submission to our command, and humbleness for our face. Wert thou to speed through the immensity of space and traverse the expanse of heaven, yet thou wouldst find no rest save in submission to our command, and humbleness before our face, and humbleness.